9 minutes to 8. More business news now. Emma's back.
Thanks, Gavin. Briefly, Bank of Ireland says the level of default to loans has continued to fall. Customer deposits are rising, as is new lending, and that's according to an interim management statement out today. The statement says the level of defaulted loans on its books stood at €16.4 billion by the end of September, down €1.9 billion on June last year, and that reflects improved conditions in the Irish and British economies. Now to Ulster Bank, and its results are accompanied by a statement on the end of a strategic review of Ulster Bank by its parent, Royal Bank of Scotland. This morning, RBS has confirmed Ulster's status as a good strategic fit with RBS's retail and commercial banking strategy. It says this will be a challenger bank in the Republic of Ireland with a stronger position in Northern Ireland and closer ties to RBS itself. Ulster Bank today announced profits of €485 million, its third financial three-month period in profit. We're joined now by its chief executive, Jim Brown. Jim Brown, a challenger bank. Good morning. A challenger bank. Now that you don't have a question mark over your future anymore, how are you going to do that?
Well, I think first of all, today's results confirm that we're in good shape. As you mentioned, we made a good quarterly profit, which is the third for us for this year. But the review, which was extensive, has just been completed, and it confirms that Ulster Bank is core to RBS. We've got a very good position in the market here, and the group sees that there's good opportunities in Ireland. I think as a consequence of that, there is a real opportunity for us to be a real challenger bank to the two pillar banks.
Now, you have been tipped for a sale or outside investment. You lost more than £2.5 billion in the last 2 years, yet you employ 6,000 staff of about 200 branches, 2 million customers on the island. How much of the commitment this morning from RBS is to do with rising property prices, especially in Dublin?
No, I think the review was very extensive, and it's not unusual, I don't think, or unreasonable to have gone through a review such as this following the crisis that that the market went through. But RBS, as part of the review, saw that we do have a very good business here. We are turning around that business, but also there's huge opportunities across the island of Ireland to improve our position.
And RBS says you're going to deliver attractive returns with appropriate investment. Where will we see that investment?
Well, we're looking at we're still a full-service bank right across the island, so we're very strong in retail and SME lending, and also in corporate as well. We'll continue to invest in those areas, but there's other parts of those businesses where we see the real opportunities to do more than what we're doing today. Some examples of that would be doing more in consumer lending, particularly around unsecured lending, more on asset-backed financing to help businesses buy plant and equipment and so on. But there are other areas aside from those as well. But those will be a couple of key areas for us.
What about mortgage interest rates? Are you going to challenge AIB by following its reduction yesterday?
Well, we've already led rates in that. We came out with some new mortgage loans for fixed rate loans, mortgage rates for fixed rate loans, 3 years, 5 years, seven-year loans just a couple of weeks ago. And we've seen a strong demand for that as well. But we'll keep the variable rates under review for sure.
Your statement and Bank of Ireland's this morning say that the UK and Ireland are seeing signs of growth. How does a bank measure that?
Well, we're seeing growth across a number of sectors, just in terms of economic activity or GDP. We're seeing strong growth there in Ireland this year. We've seen unemployment coming down, employment rising, so more jobs being created. We're seeing more happening in retail spending, and there's also more activity in the housing market. So we're seeing, increases right across the board there. That's then turning into an increase in demand and lending for us as well. So we've seen an increase in lending of 35% year on year.
Yet you also note a challenging business environment for your customers. How is that manifested?
Well, I think even though things are turning around and the economy is improving, it's still tough out there. We still have issues with some businesses who, have some difficulty on their loans. Clearly, people still have some issues on their mortgages as well. But we're out there talking to customers in those situations, putting solutions in place to help them. And in fact, if we look at our mortgage arrears, we've seen an improvement in our arrears for 18 months now, month on month. And we've had 8,000 customers who were in arrears who are now back paying their loans.
Let's look at your staff. They've had a stressful few years. Now that you have the backing of your parent and the question mark is gone, will the staff be expecting any changes in pay and conditions?
Well, we're already in discussions looking at that as we speak, so I've been talking about that for the last month or two.
Jim Brown, Chief Executive of Ulster Bank. Thanks very much for joining us. Very briefly, let's look at the currency markets. The euro this morning is trading at $1.25.77 and at 78.73 pence sterling.